mapping the world's buildings. From the latest skyscraper in a Chinese megalopolis to a 6-foot-tall yurt in Inner Mongolia, researchers at the Technical University of Munich, TUM, claim they have created a map of all buildings worldwide. 2.7 billion building models set in high-resolution 3D with a level of precision never before recorded. Made from years of satellite data analysis by machine learning algorithms, the model reflects a sustained effort to capture the built world in 3 dimensions. The result, the Global Building Atlas, now provides a crucial basis for climate research and for tracking progress toward global sustainable development goals, according to the scientists behind it. Professor Xiaoxiang Zhu, who leads the project and is the chair of data science in Earth observation at TUM, says the real achievement is that the new map is a 3-dimensional picture of how much space people actually inhabit. 3D building information provides a much more accurate picture of urbanization and poverty than traditional 2D maps, she explains. With 3D models, we see not only the footprint, but also the volume of each building. At first glance, there are some interesting takeaways from the map, like the distribution of building volume clusters around major metropolitan regions, with particularly dense concentrations in East Asia, Europe, and North America. Meanwhile, many parts of the global south show vast numbers of buildings that are small and low-rise, especially in Africa, which has more buildings than Europe and North America, but far less total built area and volume. The ability to map building height and volume reveals disparities that conventional 2D maps tend to hide. A dense, informal settlement and a carefully planned neighborhood of multi-story buildings can look similar in a flat area-based statistic. But if you have accurate 3D buildings, experts can understand that they offer radically different housing conditions and require different infrastructure. Their proposed metric of building volume per capita turns the Global Building Atlas into a lens for spotting where housing and infrastructure lag behind population and therefore where urban policy and investment should concentrate.